We come to order, or whatever, is that what we say? Start the meeting. We're doing good? Okay, guys. We'll be a little boring for a couple minutes when we do this stuff, and we'll get into you guys' stuff. Let's get out of here. I got some nice cream chip beef on toast waiting for me at home. Out of the package. Stouffer's. It doesn't sound good, but if you get enough English muffins and butter underneath it, anything tastes good. You see a butter on those English muffins?
Butter bubbles right up.
Oh, my God. You should make
some. You put some Spam on there?
You can't say that. You can't say that. Sorry, everybody.
Delete. Should we start again?
Delete.
Take two.
Okay.
All right.
Fortunately, that's not the worst thing I've done.
No.
No. So we're good there. Yeah.
Okay. All right. You gotta.
All right, Darren, go ahead.
I'd like to make a motion to accept the minutes from the regular meeting that we had at 4/20/16.
Sounds good. Second. All those in favor?
Aye. And make another motion to accept the minutes of the special meeting of May 6th.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Hi, Amy. Okay, we're good to go. That was the bylaw. Yeah. That was the next one. We did good.
All right. Tricky guy there, all that.
How's Matthew and James doing these days?
Good. They're going to go take the test for the second time.
Good.
Next month.
Hold it for you over here.
I got it, actually.
I'm warm.
It was kind of both today, wasn't it?
Warm and it's cool this morning.
Yeah.
I think it's going to Jeff's hairstylist.
Amy. Are we caught for recording? Oh, he missed a good thing already. Okay, you good? Chris, water quality?
All tests came back fine. I believe we did do our nitrates, and they came back fine within reason now. Other than that, we're doing good right now. Still chlorinating, as you know. So,
okay, sounds good.
We should be doing the MTB on the first testing of next month. We probably should have done it last Monday, but we'll have it done before that, so hopefully I'll get the result before the next meeting for that quarter.
Okay. We've been pretty doing pretty good there, too. I mean, it's
we've been
non-detect all around.
Yeah. All right. Let me go right on to the report.
Yep.
All right. Superintendent's report as of for May to the April of 2015, we pumped 10,796,000 gallons of water. In April of 2016, 12,579,000 gallons of water, for a difference of 1,783,000. I just had them calibrated not too long ago. It's just we're pumping more water now.
Yes.
We had quite a few warm days there in April for a little while. Then it got cold again and warm again. And brings them out.
Well, the sprinklers came on a month ago.
Yeah. We had one replacement service done over on Main Street, actually right in the corner of Main Street, the old Scandinavian shop, put a new service in. We had two repairs, one of them being there, and the guy decided to put a new service in after that. And one was a repair down on Papanesset Road, which we replaced a curb stop that was leaking by. That's where the lawsuit, basically, that I think I informed you guys last month, about the possibility that we might be involved with insurance, having to pay some damages.
Yeah.
And I just got something in the mail and handed it to the insurance man yesterday. It's about $25,000 worth of damage, they said, mold remediation. They had $14,000 in mold remediation there and $11,000 worth of construction. So now they can battle it out. The insurance companies. Their insurance company sent it to us.
Well, yeah.
I met yesterday with MEMA for the hazardous mitigation. We did kind of a kickoff meeting. Went over with everybody. There was Jen, myself, a couple people from MEMA, and Sam from GZA and the girl from Ari Mitchell and the electrician were there. So we all got together, talked about what we needed to do, and looks like we'll be starting that pretty soon. They don't want us to submit anything till after July 1, though, because the permit says after that. So we'll be starting within the next couple months. Might not be next month, but we're going to be getting it done, and it should be done within 30 days. I just figured it out. That's going to end up costing us just about $30,000. And at that point, I won't be able to turn the money back in this year, but next year we'll turn that fund back in and get rid of that money.
Is that what you expected it to be, Chris?
Yeah, it's a 25-75. It's basically $112,000 to do it, and we only have to pay 25%.
Okay.
Let's see. I didn't ask Patrick to be here with everything going on with chlorination and everything. I didn't know where you wanted me to go from here with him. I figured he's kind of explained everything that he can to us. And at this point, it's a matter of me putting the engines in the paper, getting rid of those to make a little room, and him coming back with a different figure at that point.
We'd be better off to wait till this annual meeting is done.
Yeah, then we can focus on it.
Everything's out of the way, so we can
sounds good.
Put some effort into figuring that out. I can beat on Patrick a little bit.
Sure. Santua Tank. I think I talked to you guys about this a little bit. Since we put in the room over there for heat, the electric load's a little higher. The current generator I have down there won't run everything in the wintertime. The heater going and everything else in that room. So I obtained some prices on putting an 11 kW automatic start like we have at the other station, mm-hmm. so that we don't have to go out there and actually manually start these and everything. It can be just a little teeny one outside like you have at home. I was waiting to do this because Open Cape was supposed to give us a hookup to their generator when they came in. I'm tired of waiting for Open Cape.
Yeah.
I tried to get three prices. I've been trying since January to get three prices.
Yeah.
One guy just has not gave me a price. So I have two different prices here.
Is this a portable? Is this a portable you're talking about, Chris?
Yeah. No, it's not portable. It's going to be mounted in there outside. And
on
in
the
a
pad,
box, yeah, on a pad and everything. It's just going to be a smaller one, basically. A Generac, I guess.
Generac.
Basically, it's going to look something like this.
Okay. I've seen those.
I went over first thinking I could buy something myself that would be portable, but they say don't use it with propane, something that small. Everything will freeze up. You need to have something permanent there so they can put things together. And the guy at Coastal Equipment is the one who originally got me going on this. He gave me a price to put it in over there. He came over, glanced at everything, and said, I'll send you a price. He dropped the price off the next day. His price was $5,309. I called a company that does this. The guy came in, a very reputable company. He came in, noticed a few things have to be moved inside at the electric panel to make room for the mm-hmm. transfer switch, explained a little more and went into much more detail what was going to have to happen with it. His price was more money. He was $7,930. I'm more confident that we're going to get a better job. This comes with a year's warranty, maintenance on it. It seemed like I got a much better feeling from this guy that he knew what he was doing. He wasn't just a general GC calling different people and having them all show up, not even looking. I mean, an electrician didn't even look at the job. He didn't have a plumber come look at the job. He didn't have anything. So I'm more comfortable with the higher bid, and I wished I had a third bid to compare it to. But what I'd kind of like to do is just get permission to get it to the other guy, the higher guy, and go from there.
Why don't we, can you wait another day or so?
Yeah.
I'll have a guy come in.
Okay.
I'll give you a call.
Okay.
I'll have a guy named.
All right. You might know somebody out there that has another. Okay.
I do. And I didn't know we were going to do that, so.
Well, I'm getting tired.
I don't blame you.
I've been waiting for, what, 4 years since Open Cape started that say they're going to do this, and now it gets to the point there, if we had any problems during the end of the year when we started getting cold, we might not have been able to run half the stuff in there.
The guy I know is facilities manager at the college, community college, Jeff Marcotte.
Okay.
And he runs his electric business, too. He's been running an electric business for a long time.
All right, yeah.
And he'll
come up to give me a price.
Well,
we'll
get him to give us an idea of who's got what. I mean,
okay.
Won't be blind. Okay.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
And last on my list is I have an agreement here between between Pituit Fire District and GHD. As you know, because of the tank and everything else, Russ has been doing a lot of work with USDA.
Mm-hmm.
Some of it he was doing on his own. It's getting to the point where it's costing a lot of money for all the time he's had to put mm-hmm. into it. So he wrote up a contract here, and I can let you guys look at it. He'd like to get it signed if he could. Do you know anything about this, Jeff?
I do.
Would you like to talk about it a little?
I was going to talk about it, yeah.
You can, if you want to hold off till then, I can wait till that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. If you want to, that's the last of mine. So if he wants to go ahead and talk about it, let him.
You're up.
Yeah, okay.
Go ahead.
Jeff Polino with GHD.
Yeah. Hi, Jeff.
Okay. So a few items here. First, the West Street tank. That's going well. I'm sure you guys have driven by and seen that.
Yeah.
They just have the base cone up right now, and all the other parts are on the ground assembled. Today they mobilized the huge crane.
Yeah, I saw it coming in.
Yeah, so that thing will, tomorrow they're going to lift up the pieces and weld them on. So that'll be happening pretty fast. What else?
We'll have cookies and donuts and cake and everything else on the little table.
They got to do it all in one piece to watch.
No, I don't think so.
Have they changed their mind on that?
I haven't talked to them in a few days, so I don't know that.
It's okay.
Yeah. But they did the x-ray radiography of the welds yesterday, which is pretty cool. Here's a couple of pictures.
Russ never brought pictures.
Really?
Right.
See?
There's so much.
There's the x-ray machine there, and that's what they look at in the truck. It's a 7-inch sample.
Oh,
they did it about 15 times. It all looked good. So, onto the cell RFQ. There's a pre-bid on May 25th. Everything's going well with that. There have been a few questions coming into that. But that's going smoothly. No word on the cape on the agreement. Apparently they're waiting for the USDA grant funding to happen.
Okay.
That's what we're saying.
Open Cape?
I believe Open Cape mentioned that.
Okay. That's the installation of everything.
Yeah. And now to the USDA funding. So we spoke with someone from the USDA, and there was an environmental report required with the grant. So they have a 30-day period for comments, Q&A, and there's advertising and everything. So I think there's about 10 days left, and there are no issues, and I think we've answered everything, all the technical questions, so fingers crossed it should be pretty good.
Good.
Thank you.
That's great.
And then, the agreements that you just talked about for the the USDA grant.
Yes.
Yeah.
I believe, if I'm wrong, you can correct me, but this can be put into the loan or the grant money?
Yeah, we talked about it before that it would be paid by the grant. We talked about it before that it would be paid by the grant.
Yeah.
And if we don't get the grant, then we'll talk.
Then we have to pay for it, right.
Yeah, that's right.
So it can all be. So I have that here, if we could sign it and hand it to Jeff before he leaves tonight.
That'd be great. Three copies, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is there anything else?
That's it, no.
Pretty thorough, I thought.
Pretty good.
All right. Have you watched them do this weld?
I have.
I've stopped in there a few times. I have not got out of my vehicle there while they're working.
I've seen them welding, but I didn't watch the exhibition.
Yeah.
They don't understand.
Yeah, they won't come talk to you unless you make a motion and wave them on or anything.
They're pretty go.
They go. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I'll be out there tomorrow at the end of the driveway. You want to? I believe there's another spot there if you would like to sign on there.
Additional signatures, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
Yes.
Pretty good, huh? You know, we've made so many connections with Open Cape, Chris.
Yep.
chasing this thing. I'd hate not to ask him one more time and tell him what our program is going to be, and then have him be ready to put the generator in when. I mean, it seems like it's actually getting somewhat in the right direction. We might give him one more heads up that we'd rather not spend. Maybe Russ would help us with that. We'd rather not spend the $7,000 on a generator if they're going to put one up in a month and a half just to get the funding.
Okay.
Just.
Yeah.
I know it's a pain in the.
The reason why.
Dude, I know that. But, and I'm not opposed to you doing it.
Well, that money's saying. Also sitting there. It's been sitting there for quite a while from the tank project, and I haven't turned it back in, knowing that this is going to be a possibility.
I understand, What's there left? $9,000 or ten? Was it $10,000 left?
It's like $30,000.
Is that much?
Yeah.
Oh, good. I don't remember what that was.
And it can only be used for basically construction of.
$32,478.29. Okay. You did your job. Thanks, Ben.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you.
Okay, talk to you.
Done with my report. That was took care of the beginning of whole business.
Andrew, you guys want to take the floor?
Next.
This is Zach Parks from Borrego.
Hi, Zach.
Good.
Not too bad. Not too bad. I owe you a response. Sorry.
No worries.
Okay.
Thank you.
Zach, have you guys worked with the town of Barnstable before? Is that airport project your... Would make you take a fire hydrant part and put it together to get the deal done without any training. See how good you're doing that one.
But it's kind of hard. That's why I have
that.
Yeah,
there's something, there's a new one. They don't want you cutting trees during a certain time of year.
be okay. We're not the first one doing this stuff, that's for sure. Yeah. There's so many of these out there. I get them around the Brewster Water Department. They got them every place. Yeah, like we said to Andrew originally, I think that's the biggest in the beginning, the first stages of this thing, to make sure that we don't we have enough property there to put something together that is definitely valuable to us, helps us pay for our electricity, and is not in somebody's clothesline in their backyard. And we got enough room back there to do that to start off with. Yeah. Yeah. Glad you came over. We definitely, Andrew probably brought it back to you that I had concerns that you, both of you guys, were not sure whether we were serious or not, or whether we were just taking a little stab at this, and we're not. We want this thing to be figured out, and we want to take advantage of the energy and take advantage of our property to help us take care of our responsibilities, and I think we can do that.
On the surface, right? So it's a great thing that's on the capital side of the equation here. I think the biggest kind of purchase point that we're going to have is when the dust settles on the market. Sooner or later, maybe you guys come to that and hold my breath. Hopefully, it's going to make sense for you guys.
Well, I don't think we have a problem. We certainly can get a letter of award to you on our letter.
Yeah.
That's not something that's going to be an issue. So we can put that together, and we haven't done it for tonight.
We don't have a standard one. You were talking about putting one together. Yeah.
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 We'll take it to the people in the community, too, at a later date. When do you think that we will have enough information? I mean, I'm in time for ways, but as you go along, is there a particular stage that we'll take it back to the people once we get a commitment in terms of how much? The community, yeah.
Yeah, the district.
We'll take it back to the community in general, just the people in general, and we'll deal with that. I didn't really mean it in terms of I don't need a date. I just need kind of a nod that there is going to be some time frame here that as we're doing this thing that I'm coming back here and I'm going to be sitting in front of the normal 75 to 80 people that sit in this place and help us coordinate the town. I wish it was all 2,000 or however many, but we don't. We only have a small number of people. We still need to. They're aware of the projects.
Yeah, they are.
Everybody knows what's going on. We just want to be able to take it back to them and get that final.
I'm just trying to wonder, I mean, if we need to have a meeting in a month or two before the public to give them what we have, and then that should be pretty close to the time that you're ready for.
It's hard to say.
So I'm not really sure that the final price is what's going to be the issue. I think it's just as long as people are going to buy into the fact that we're going to do this and they're going to accept whatever, that there's not going to be any effect on the value of their homes or anything that's going to be aesthetically, it's going to be upsetting to people. And if we can get to that point, the rest of the stuff is just what the rest of the stuff is. But they have to agree to it, the whole concept. Yeah. Exactly. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. We're good. You're good. Andrew, you good? Any questions?
I'm good.
Okay. Would we pay that back from the revenue from ours? Is that, am I misunderstanding something? We'd buy our power from that.
Yes, that's yeah. I get that much, and it's much.
I'll have to check in. We are pot right now and have signed a. Agreement with the Cape Light Compact, which we had a 3-year, I believe, agreement with them. I'm not sure when it's up. It might not be till next year that it's up, actually. The Cape Light Compact, a lot of the municipalities get together and go out and bid all their...
How do you figure all this stuff out? Huh? Are you kidding me? Who sat down? Was it Rubik that sat down to do this? Yeah, no, we're interested in knowing all
yeah.
about that stuff. We are. We're open to any of this stuff. We need to see it all. So. No, that's a good call. They'll tell us about all the stuff. Let us know what's going on. That's fine.
So there's a thing here. because we had talked to our lawyer about this project. And I guess the question is, I'm trying to read this real quick, if we produce more electricity than our needs and show a profit.
That was the question I had asked.
Yeah. There's a letter.
I guess basically
did we review the provisions in Article 97?
With municipal land, there's a constitution in the Mass Constitution of 80 to two-thirds legislation vote to do a, I have to look at it again to see exactly. I don't know if you've heard of this at all, working with a municipality at all or on land that would be either what they call mainly conservation land or watershed property, water protection land, anything like that, no?
It doesn't ring a bell. I can say that we work with municipalities all the time.
Yeah.
Okay.
We didn't write that proposal from scratch.
Right.
That's one of the biggest kind of customer groups, credit rating, very high roads for Christine. Half all the time, you know, we just do that deal with the Austin Water.
Yep.
So I guess the, if you're used to working with municipalities that produce more electricity than their need, so there's a profit involved with it. And then... Okay.
Okay.
There's a whole different way of looking at it.
Yeah, no, yeah. That's, yeah, good question.
Okay.
I was interested in that from the standpoint of could we at that time provide our fire department and our library and our other district? That's
okay.
Good.
Combine them all.
Yeah.
Yeah. Credit.
We're interested in that.
Okay.
That's good. Okay. Yes, they did. We'll have a letter to you shortly. I don't know.
Yeah. Chris, I'll give you a cell phone number, too, that you can reach me at. If you got to go in there, you can call the office number. It's on the card here.
The only thing he has to worry about is being attacked by a turkey out there.
Oh, the osprey.
Yeah.
Oh, he wasn't happy. It wasn't happy.
Yeah.
I looked at it. I've been carrying it around. It's good. It's a nice piece to put together. I don't understand half the stuff that I'm reading in there, but I'm pretty good on the pictures, though. I'm damn good on those squares. Well, we're going to be married for about 2 years, aren't we? Okay, that sounds good. I got married for 37 right now. How about you?
24. You're eating chip beef on toast.
Yeah, chip beef on toast tonight. It's not good. Attaboy. Okay, we are excited about it. So
excited, yeah.
We're real positive, and I think the community's real positive. I don't think we can get out of this thing without somebody, you know, or some of the people having some objections to it. But I think when the final thing comes down, we got enough people here that are cognizant of. We need to pay our bills. There's going to be some things going on. We're going to lose some revenue off the tank. You know, we need to make some changes. So. No, we'll be fine. Yeah, we're not battling that. We're playing out there. Yeah, we're good. Yeah. Yeah, okay. That's right.
You really? Some Cavalier people here, you think, maybe? Yeah, it's a great ballpark. Yeah.
You played for, when you played in Chatham, who was the coach there? In Ferret, you played for, Coop and I go back a long time. I played against Coop in 1977 at Southeastern Louisiana in the division going to the World Series in 73 and 75. And I played New Orleans in 74. I pitched a championship game against Reardon right here in Katuit in 74.
Jeff?
And
yeah.
Then,
yeah.
And that was the number one draft choice for the San Francisco Giants in 75. I like the league. It was a lot of fun. Coop's been there a long time. Oh, good. Okay. Oh, yeah. Let's see. When I played, it was Dan O'Brien over there. And I don't remember who the coach's name was over there. O'Brien was the man, so. Oh, Wild, yeah, he's crazy. Yeah, man, yeah. Yeah. Where school did you play? Yeah. Oh, you did, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I played with some Harvard guys. Yeah. I played with Ronnie Perry from Holy Cross. He was a good one.
I don't know, but you're in baseball place here. My wife's father was an original Kettleier. And the 10th player award is named for him.
First year? That's awesome.
Yeah.
Drive by the field, and it's been 40 years since you played on the field. Then you know time's flying by, brother. I'll Google you up. I'll check it out. That's okay. That's all right. Throw mine in there. You'll take a look at that. Yeah, no problem. Talk to you later. Thank you. You did good. Thank you very much.
Great.
Yeah, Andrew, thanks.
Thank
good
you,
work. Zach. I appreciate it a bunch.
Andrew,
thank
I'm
you.
Sorry you have a cold or something. You didn't speak very much.
Took the wind right out of the room.
What position did you play?
I was a shortstop in college, and then I converted to a catcher. My first string trainer, and
that you went from shortstop to the tools of ignorance.
Well, when Theo was the one of my early guys, he called me in the office.
Oh, he was? That's right.
Yeah,
I can remember sneaking around the corner to take a look down the clubhouse to see if my gear was all packed up or not. All your uniforms all gone. That's not good.
Thank you.
All right,
thank you.
We'll see you later. We'll test you out. Here's some balls.
Thank you. Thank you,
Andrew. Thanks, Andrew.
Give me a call tomorrow or write something up, send it over.
Okay.
Yeah, bring your little flyer. Yeah. Nice. Yeah. We'll drone. Yeah, okay, cool.
So, Chris, when you talk to him, I'd like to have an idea what he thinks that the amount of time would be we would need before we get another meeting back to the public. You know, I know he was trying to tell me that it's hard to pin down, but when we have more to give them and
talk
before
to Andrew,
yeah,
see what's,
talk
okay.
to him.
What was that?
I just want to have a better idea when Andrew thinks we should bring some more stuff back to the public and get the feedback we're going to need to move forward all the way.
Yeah, it looks like we'll have to do a vote of the public anyways on it.
That's right.
No matter what. Yeah,
yeah, well, that's going to be something that this guy's going to put together and let us know.
Yeah.
Yeah, as I was trying to get that general idea of what that time frame would be. So we can be in front of it and get stuff going.
Okay. All right, we're on to the articles, huh?
Yeah. You got rate survey there under old business still. But
oh, yeah.
I have nothing to report on it right now.
Nothing
should be happening for a little while.
I think we'll finish up, and then in next month's meeting, I think maybe we can...
You want us
start
to do any kind of
about
investigation
it.
Or anything like that?
Why don't we do this, because it's been a little bit of time. Why don't we pull together the rate survey information that we have? I know I've got it, you know what I mean? And get it back in here for the next meeting, and we can all sit and kind of chew on it a little bit. We had put some numbers original together to... work with over a short period of time as
right.
to what we might do in terms of if we do have an increase of over how long a period of time and how it would change. And we put some numbers together on paper. I remember Jen was banging them out one day. Remember, Chris?
Yep.
And that was a good thing to do. So.
Okay.
And she's our ace on that stuff, you know?
Sure.
Okay.
So we have two articles?
We have we have to read the bylaw change. It's
okay.
going to be under our article because we were the ones who brought it up.
Okay.
So I think she had put Vic down.
Vic
to read
down
that.
For that. Yep.
Yeah. So
hopefully,
both of
hopefully
those.
He's
there's
had
two
a baby by
isn't
then.
There two, or is there one?
Well, Article 8 is Ted.
I think he's supposed to do 22 also. Because it's the request. Oh, no, I'm sorry. The bylaw committee requested that.
Mm-hmm.
So all he has to do is Article 23.
Okay.
Because he was working on that with the
bylaw
committee
yeah,
and all.
Yeah.
I think it'd be proper for him.
Oh, yeah.
Other than that, all there is on there is our...
our budget?
Total appropriation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Someone's going to have to read Article 8. Whether Ted or Don, depends.
No,
you can read it down, whatever, it doesn't matter to me.
I like you.
You like to read?
Yeah, okay.
All right.
Either one of
I'm going to put down Don.
No, I said I like him.
Oh, you like Ted to do it? Okay. Oh, geez. Now I just have to scratch things out. Put it on record. Ted will read it.
All right.
Jen can read it.
Yeah. Okay.
Registration fees. Okay, we did good.
Yeah, she had a couple different things on here.
So what was Zach's last name?
It's on the agenda. His last name was Farkas or Farks.
Farks, right. There you go.
Yeah. Z-A-K. You got it right there, yeah. What's your name again?
Zark. Other than that, I don't know if there's any...
We did good?
Public comment or anything?
Yeah. Amy, how you doing?
Well, okay, we're good.
Did you arrange a meeting?
We're all good?
Yeah, that sounds good to me.
Okay.
So we're going to get the next meeting?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know what days you are available?
Third Thursday?
Usually.
Yeah. Actually, it's the 16th.
Would be the 17th.
No, it's the 16th.
The 16th, sorry.
I've just made plans to do something that it's going to run into the evening. Damn it. One to five.
23rd? I don't know what Vic's doing, so...
23rd, I'm good. I mean, any
22nd, it would, excuse me, yeah, 23rd.
Yeah.
You want to tentatively put it in for the 23rd?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm gonna be burnt on the 16th anyways, because I've been fishing hard from the 13th, 14th, and 15th. So I got a little fishing break there on the 16th.
Okay.
I'm going away on the 20th. I'm going to Boston for the night with my son so he can spend the night at college.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So, thinking about trying tempo that night. I'll let you know.
You should not think about it. You should go over there to tempo, though.
That's
for a little
Ted Starr's place.
Aaron's restaurant. My daughter's restaurant.
I don't know how close it is from when we're in there or something.
It's your 20. It's in Newton. It's right outside of Newton Waltham Line. 15-20 minute stops. It's well worth it.
Yeah.
We'll get you taken care of.
We'll take a peek and see what's going on. I'll bring it to Mama and see what she says.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
Make a motion to adjourn the meeting. Are we done?
You second?
I second.
You second? All those in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.